Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Driven by the Delta variant, cases are rising here at home, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and appear likely to continue in the weeks ahead.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says travel restrictions for non-Americans will remain in place due to the COVID-19 Delta variant. The CDC is now advising Americans not to travel to the UK, which is experiencing its own surge in Delta cases. Employer coronavirus vaccine mandates are on the rise. The VA will now require its frontline healthcare workers to be vaccinated. New York City will require all municipal workers to be vaccinated by the time schools reopen, or be tested weekly. And California will require all state workers to get vaccinated or tested regularly. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris marked the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act Monday in the White House Rose Garden. Biden announced long-haul COVID, a condition where people experience long-term symptoms from contracting COVID-19, could be considered a disability under civil rights laws.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain or fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability.
In New York, more than 1,000 immigrants and activists took to the streets to demand Congress and President Biden include in the infrastructure package a pathway to citizenship for DACA recipients. Biden spoke at the Unidos U.S. annual conference Monday, reassuring those attending the gathering of the nation's largest Latino advocacy organization he would push for ways to fix the immigration system. More than 200 of the world's leading climate scientists met Monday to finalize a landmark report summarizing how Earth's climate has already changed and what humans can expect for the rest of the century. Climate change is fueling extremely dry conditions and recent heat waves, making wildfires out west harder to fight. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
The harsh reality is that we're going to see more of these wildfires. They're hotter, they're more fierce, and obviously much more challenging to tackle. And they are a sign of the changing climate.
The bootleg wildfire burning near Oregon's border with California has now charred more than 400,000 acres. Oregon Republican Representative Cliff Benz, whose district includes a significant logging industry, says firefighters aren't getting the resources they need to fight back the blaze.
We've allowed our forests to become so incredibly overgrown, and so we place the people who fight these fires in incredibly dangerous positions.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.